The new New York theater season is underway, and theater critic Michael Bourne is at Lincoln Center.
Sometimes an actor makes a play happen, or extraordinary theatrical devices, maybe one song, maybe a scene or two makes a play memorable or meaningful. Two scenes in Pipeline, a play by Dominique Marisot, make the play come together intensely, emotionally. Questions, if not altogether answered, are faced painfully, powerfully. Karen Pittman plays Nia, a divorced high school teacher. She opens the play telling us that her son was in a brutal fight. He's suspended. Maybe he'll go to jail. We don't really know what the fight was about, and the son, Omari, played by Namir Smallwood, can't explain to his girlfriend. Then comes a scene with his father, Xavier, played by Morocco Omari, tall and looking every inch the successful attorney he is, especially in his blue power suit. Xavier is a lawyer you do not want against you. Nia still longs for him. But he's with someone else now and doesn't do much more than pay support for their son. Regret, guilt, anger all smolder and burn as they accuse each other and defend, but mostly they fear for their son. And then the son meets with his father and tells his father what he feels about him, the betrayal he feels, and the father's strength cannot withstand his son's anguish that becomes his son's rage. It's the same rage that exploded when Omari assaulted a teacher. Nothing is resolved or can be resolved, but at least things that have not been said get finally said out loud. And life, broken, goes on in Pipeline. Now at the Lincoln Center Theater, I'm Michael Bourne.